Another of the class of 2023, the Mercer County Hall of Fame, is a name synonymous with basketball and volleyball in Grove City. Also Bucknell, Kirsten Ellison Schaefer. First off, congratulations.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
It's got to be a whirlwind. You got the call that you were being inducted. What was your reaction?
Oh, it was a great honor. It was very surprising to me, and I was just very honored to be inducted into a great organization like this. And I just found out tonight it's one of the oldest Hall of Fames in the country, so it was really an honor for me.
Talk about growing up in Grove City and playing sports. What drove you to play in sports? Talk about your family. What motivated you?
Well, honestly, we grew up in Grove City. My father was a professor at Grove City College, so that's why we live there. I went seventh grade. I went to a basketball camp at the college run by John Barr, whose daughter was our age, and from there, I was just hooked. I love basketball. I knew that's what I wanted to do, and I wanted to play it. And so I wasn't very good at the beginning, but that was my first experience, and just kept working and working at it, and was able to make a career out of it.
And you weren't very good at it, but you became very good at it. What was the key from your transformation?
Honestly, I think there was a big transformation between my eighth grade year and freshman year in high school. At the time, you could do open gyms, and I just went to every single one, tried to, play as much as I could, and that's where I think that was a big jump in my skill level between eighth grade and freshman year in high school.
You were also blessed to be on some great basketball teams led by Roger Flynn, the Hall of Fame coach. Just talk about the opportunity to play on that team with that coach.
Yeah, it's having gone through other experiences with my, college and with my daughters, you don't realize at the time how unique of an experience and how rare that is and how special that was. He was a teacher. A lot of the stuff that he did, I've used in my coaching with the elementary kids that I've coached, and just teaching the game and getting kids to understand the game and how to play, different positions and what each position needs to do. And the other thing I would say I noticed too is that he really stressed a team atmosphere and teamwork and working together. As when I went to college, it's a little different because everybody on that team has been the best player on their team, and a lot of them didn't know how to play as a team, and it gave me a leg up, to be able to play in college as well, because I was able to be a team player.
You mentioned your daughter. Your daughter plays Division I basketball at Bucknell, correct?
She does, yes. Yeah. So it was a really unique thing to have her go, and it's very special to have her play where I played and get to go to the same school. It was really, really fortunate that she was able to do that.
Now, does she know how good you were?
I think so.
Get to tell her and show her some pictures?
We did, yes. And I think she kind of knew. It was kind of unique. It was kind of funny. She was kind of getting recruited, and she tells the story that the coach was talking to her, and he asked her, what do you know about Bucknell? And she said, well, actually, both my parents went there. And from that point on, it was kind of, she got a full scholarship and just, snowballed from there. So she was really excited. And when she went and visited the school, she fell in love with it like we did. So it was really special for her.
What gives you more butterflies, being a player, being a coach, or watching your daughter play?
I think watching my daughter play. we're fortunate enough that they stream all the games. Since we do live in Cincinnati, it's hard for us to get to a lot of the games, especially the year with COVID. They didn't allow any spectators in the stands, so we could only watch from home. So it's real nervous being the mom and watching her play and hoping she does well, because I really just want her to have a great experience.
You had a lot of great memories in high school. What was the one or two that jump out, games that you remember still to this day?
Just going to the, the Western Finals was always a good one. I do remember playing, we were down by 20 to Montour, and we came back and won that game. That was one of the most special ones, and actually because the girl I played against ended up being my roommate at Bucknell as well, Leslie Guba, and her brother now is Grove City as well. So it's kind of a small world, but just I think that and the camaraderie and, you know, the girls we play with have been some of my best friends for life.
We all remember in most cases, the moments that we want to forget, but we don't. Was there a game or two that you still kind of kick yourself for this day?
Yeah, I think losing in the Western Finals every year, just, you know, that was just a tough, rough feeling. And to be quite honest, I remember because the next stop would have been Hershey, and I just remember being on the floor and everybody throwing the Hershey kisses, and they weren't for us, and that was difficult to swallow every year to have Hershey kisses thrown at you.
So talk about your life now. What do you do? Where have you gone? And just a little bit about more about your family.
So after Bucknell, I met my husband at Bucknell, so we got married after I graduated. We lived in Pittsburgh for a while. I worked for an accounting firm. I did computer consulting there. And then my husband had an opportunity to go to Chicago right after we had our first daughter. So we went there, lived there for 3 years, and he had worked for Arthur Andersen, and they were involved with Enron and that whole debacle. So he got a job offer in Cincinnati, so that's where we're at. We live in a suburb of Cincinnati. We have 3 girls. Our oldest is 24, and she lives in Tampa. She went to the University of Dayton. And then our middle daughter, as we've talked about, goes to Bucknell. She's a senior there, and she actually interned last summer and has a job. And then our youngest is a senior in high school, and she does. They all play basketball. Our middle one's the only one who plays in college. And our younger one does track. She likes track and field the best. But she wants to go to University of Kentucky, but probably won't do track there. She's not good enough to do track there. So she's ready to be a regular student, too. But, yeah.
So it's going to be fun watching your kids grow up and playing sports and reliving some of your memories as well.
Yeah, and it was special that since they all played basketball in elementary school, I did coach them all the way through 8th grade, I love coaching them and getting to see their friends and their classmates and just getting to know some of their peers and being involved in their life and kind of, again, passing along some of the stuff that I had learned, you know, growing up and especially playing at Grove City.
Now, in the one-on-one game in your house, who's going to win it, you or the daughters?
Probably the daughters. They got a little more age on me, and especially the one that plays at Bucknell, because the game has definitely changed a lot, and she's probably a little bit better, and she got she got my height, and we got Bob's football size, so she's a strong person, and she's tough to move around, so I don't think I could get quite good position on her as she could on me.
Well, Kirsten Ellison Schaefer, congratulations. I hope you enjoy the weekend, and I know you're making Grove City very proud for at least one more night.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I really appreciate everything. Thanks.